divine call of light, the novel morning bright, the divine insight, the eternal countdown begins, the brave heart wins.
साई बिन दर्द करेजे हुए, दिन नहीं चैन रात नहीं निंदिया, कांसे कहूं दुख होए, आधी रतिया पिछले परवा, साई बिना तरस रही सोई, कहत कबीर सुनो भाई प्यारे, साई मिले सुख होई, विदाउट माय साई द हार्ट इज फिल्ड विथ पेन, देर इज नो पीस बाय डे नो स्लीप बाय नाइट, टू हुम शैल आई टेल माय सॉरो, वेदर इट्स इन द मिडल ऑफ द नाइट और द फाइनल वॉच, Without my sai, I lie awake, yearning even for a moment of sleep. Listen, dear brothers, says Kabira, when one meets sai, true peace is attained. Sai mile sukh hoi. The celebration of life begins. When the soul meets its master, when the illusion is dropped, and the reality is dawned on the soul. I am not this body, but a silent spark of consciousness. The journey begins. It's not about running away. It's about merging. The river is so much afraid when it comes to the point of merging into the ocean. The river looks back, and there is a sense of nostalgia. The mountains The source Everything calls back. But when the river becomes the ocean, it realizes that the fears were meaningless. Somebody who has gone to the Himalayas and stayed there for a long time and has felt the silence, the peace, and if that person comes back to the marketplace, he will find no joy in the noise, in the hustle and bustle of the city. So also, the soul, once it tastes the nectar of divine love, finds no joy in the happiness of this world. The ocean is vast. We are not here to drink the ocean fully, but by and by, gradually, make it enter into the recess of heart, and then real joy will come, and the life will become a celebration. A festival. Sai mile sukh hoi. When the master comes, there is happiness. And he is always there. We just have to open the doors of our hearts to become more receptive, to receive the grace. The grace is always flowing. The doors are closed. Suddenly, a woman got crazy. She started throwing utensils in her kitchen, and everything turned into shambles. An ambulance was called and she was taken to the mental hospital. The chief psychiatrist sent for her husband and asked, "What has happened to your wife?" Wife, suddenly she started throwing things here and there. The husband said, "Even I am surprised. I have never seen her doing like this before." What went into her brains, I don't know. And she has never been out of the kitchen for the last 20 years. And the lady was in the kitchen. And she never went out of her house. And there was separation. Separation of feelings. Repressions of emotion. And because of the separation, person turns insane. We have been in the kitchen of our past emotions, in the presence of our emotional residuals. And now God has come. Move out. Come out of the prison. Karmatit, countdown, closing the account. For next 7 days, we'll try to the word karmatit. This is taken from today's Sakar Murli, the Avyakta signal. Day one. Now have the deep concern to become complete and karmatit. Dhun. Have the deep concern. Deep concern doesn't mean anxiety. Deep concern means sacred urgency. And rather than using the word becoming, it's better to use the word being. The humanity suffers from the disease called becoming. Every person wants to become something. Somebody wants to become rich. Somebody wants to become Christ. Somebody wants to become like Brahma or the Father. Or somebody wants to become famous. Everybody is in the same boat, and the boat is called becoming. Why you want to become something? Just relaxed in what you are. Every search, every wandering has given but misery, anguish, sorrow, suffering. Just be what you are. Every becoming brings anxiety, competition. You have to wear so many faces. Relax. Come back to your original face. Come back to the center. Every periphery is disturbance. Complete and karmatit. Karmatit is not about running away from karma, but dropping the burden of karma. Karmatit is weightlessness, karma is burden. Karmatit is to become like bird and fly. The birds carry no luggage. They move. They float. They sing. They rejoice. They fly. Karmatit is to drop the ownership. The doer disappears. Now have the deep concern to become complete and karmatit. I am complete and I am already karmatit. Karmatit is my nature. Perfection is my nature. The moment I see and say I have to become complete, it causes anxiety. Then I have to do something. Every doing has taken us away from our own self. Sambhava says, the vehicle of your inner stage, the stage that is free from any bondage of karma. And the karmatit stage is the final stage. In this stage, you will be able to fly in a second. Fly in a second. Spirituality is not about time, it is about intensity. A stage that is free from any bondage of karma. You become like a flute Saint Paul says, not me but the Christ lives in me, and Christ says, not me but God lives in me. The flute is empty and the wind blows. Empty yourself of past mistakes. Let not the past mistake become wound. Let it become a learning. Past is graveyard, don't live in it. Come back to the present, this moment. Drop the same emotional repetitive patterns. It's a web. It's a trap. Two persons meet and it's the first meeting. And one has done some mistake. Suppose you are driving a car and you hit somebody. That person comes and hits you back. And then the series of events start. Now you want to revenge. And then you start revenging that person. You go and puncture the tire of his car. And then the third meeting and the fourth meeting. And then suddenly that person is sick. He has brought his mother into the hospital and you are the doctor. And you serve. And then a new bond is formed. And the two persons who were the greatest enemies, now they become lover. And then the disturbance starts. It's a cascade of events where there is, I am sorry, turning into I love you, turning into I don't want you, and then again I miss you. A very intricate web of emotional complexes starts. Free from any bondage of karma. Karmatit is to become like bird. Karmatit is to become like a flute. For this, becoming a victorious jewel, who is beyond all limitations, stable in your unlimited form and unlimited service. Unlimited form. Unlimited service. Unlimited service is a service without expectation, without the desire for recognition. You just do it and don't remember anything. You just speak and yet you are not speaking. You become the divine instrument. A fragrant flower. The spiritual fragrance. You don't want to impress anyone, nor you are getting impressed by anyone. You realize your own uniqueness. I am uncomparable, irreplaceable, a unique, not just unique, but a masterpiece. There is none like me in this world. Let me become what I am, who I am. Why I should become like somebody? Brahma is not a person. It's the name of the consciousness. A Sufi saint was dying. And his disciples were around him. And he was crying and the disciples asked, why are you crying, master? You lived such an exemplary life. You enlightened all of us. You have revealed such secrets to us. We were in the wilderness, we were in the dark. You enlightened us. The master said, I cry because I am afraid to see my maker. Why you are afraid, Master? You have been like Moses, you have been like Christ. And the Master said, if my maker meets me, if I meet my maker and my maker asks me, have you been like yourself? He will not ask me how much you became like Moses or how much you became like Jesus. He will ask me, have you been yourself? Or trying all the time to imitate somebody, to mimic somebody, to steal something from somebody. The authenticity is lost. Soul is perfect in its original state. It doesn't want anything from outside, it doesn't have to. It doesn't have to give anything from inside. The divinity is at its fullest. In the soul. To enter the space of silence and to realize that I am full, I am complete, I am perfect. Nothing binds me. I am mere a witness of this world drama. Whether somebody praises me or somebody abuses me, whether somebody understands me or somebody doesn't understand me, it doesn't matter. I do not need anybody's validation. I am what I am. I am what I am. I am what I am. Perfect. Only then you will be able to become an embodiment of the experience of the Karmatit form. To become the embodiment of Karmatit form, to become the victorious jewel, beyond all limitations, stable in your unlimited form. Free from all the artificial ego, spiritual ego, knowledge ego, purity ego. You flow and God flows through you. You move and the divine moves through you. You are not attached to the past. There are no regrets. There are no complaints. Everything is so perfect. It's my involvement that was causing problem. The moment I get detached from everything, the problem is solved. You stay, you do everything, you work, but remain detached. Even from this yajna, even from your department, from your seniors, from your juniors, from your seniors, everyone. Detachment gives space to breathe to you and to others also. So now is the have the deep concern. Create a new divine sense of urgency. You were on the holidays. Today is the first day of duty. So come back to duty. You were in the sleep of forgetfulness. This countdown is not about one some date. It's about disappearance into awareness. Every moment aware. You do your ordinary duties. Karmatit is not to run away from the karmas, but karma becomes weightless. This weightlessness is to become karmatit. Karmatit is not a destination to be achieved. Karmatit is not something which is waiting at the end of the road. Karmatit is not something you conquer. It's not a conquest. It's a journey of awareness. It's a journey of bliss. It's a journey of joy. It's a dance and celebration of life. Karmatit is here and now. You speak and you don't speak. You listen and you don't listen. You are in the body or you are not in, yet you are not in the body. Karmatit is to return back to the center from the dusty marketplace of this world. Karmatit is to celebrate Christmas in your heart. People celebrate Christmas as the birth of Jesus Christ, but they crucify Christ in their heart. Christ consciousness is the same as Brahma consciousness. It's the same as Buddha consciousness. Buddha sat and meditated. Christ prayed to the Lord. Prayer and meditation, they should become one. You no more talk to God, but when God talks to you, it is meditation. You return back to who you are, what you are, to your original. Drop all the nonsensical ceremonials, all the stupidities, all the dualities, all the show-offs, all the fears. The greatest fear is the fear of the death. All other fears are secondary. And this fear is about becoming separate. You're fearful of giving up. Person acquires money, why? Because with money he thinks that he is more protected than the poor. Person acquires power. He thinks that he is more protected with power from death. But it is ultimately the fear of the death. What will happen to my ego? When the fear of death goes away, life becomes fragrance, beauty. Not a stress, not a tension. To achieve something, to become something, to reach somewhere, to pass some exam. Everything is bringing anxiety. Everything is bringing competition. Everything is bringing stress. Just relax in your own being. I am full. I am perfect. I am karmatit. Unattached. In the world, not in the world. And in tune with the divine. Sai mile sukh hoi. And I meet my master, and the master is at the door. And I feel joy only with him, only in him. I don't have to announce anything. I don't have to prove anything. Silence has no certificate. Om Shanti.
Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Barfile mausam mein ude ghoda gaadi se jangal ke us paar chale haste gaate kare tan 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 ghanti khushiyan baante sabhi ye din hai jhoomne gaane ka Christmas hai aaya ji hey ghanti baje pure raaste mein kitna maza hai ise ghode ki gaadi mein hey ghanti baje pure raaste mein
कितना मजा है इस घोड़े की गाड़ी में। टॉफी नए जी और क्रिसमस का ये ट्री, आओ खोले इनको संग मिलके हम अभी। सांता आया आया ढेरों खुशियाँ लाया, क्रिसमस ट्री का वो स्टार चम चम जगमगाया है। घंटी बजे पूरे रास्ते में, कितना मजा है इस घोड़े की गाड़ी में। घंटी बजे पूरे रास्ते में, कितना मजा है इस घोड़े की गाड़ी में।